Sri Vrindavanama ki jai, Sri Mayapur Navadip Dhamma ki jai, Nudwarka Dhamma ki jai, Jamuna Mai ki jai, Ganga Mai ki jai, Sri Mati Tulsi Devi ki jai, Sri Mati Bhakti Devi ki jai, Brihat Murdunga Transcendental Book Distribution ki jai, Srila Prabhupada's Marathon ki jai, Harinam Sankirtan ki jai. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Sri Guru Anguranga Jai Srila Prabhupada. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Hare Krishna. So this is always a very ecstatic part of the year, end of the year, to talk about the results of our preaching activity in New Dwarka Dham. Lots of things go on in order to distribute the books in the temple. Especially in the temple. If you're just a band party, there's only a couple of you in a van, and it's a pretty simple process. Whereas when you live in a temple, it's much bigger, it's magnified, and sometimes in a considerable portion. So there's so many things that we have to take into consideration, and in order for us to be able to produce results, it takes everyone's cooperation in a temple. Everyone in the temple has to cooperate in it for it to be a successful endeavor to distribute Prabhupada's books. If you're in a van party, you just have to get yourself out that door, more or less. In a temple, there's so many different personalities and so many ideas and so many plans and strategies and timeline. So we always have to thank those devotees that are very cooperative and assist this preaching effort in New Dwarka here. And especially, you know, there's certain things like let's say the cooks. Can we do without the cooks?
No.
No, we can't. We can't do without the cooks because they're extremely important, not only for just serving the deities, but to serve the army. The devotees that serve Krishna, we need to be fed. An army does work, goes on by its stomach, has to have good, nutritious food in order to execute the service that's demanded of us. So it has to be like an army. And there's so many parts to that. There's got to be devotees that are in the kitchen that are cooking that, and then of course those devotees that are cutting the vegetables. That's important. If there's no vegetables to cut, there's no sabji. What are you going to eat? So, yes. What are we going to offer to the deity? So the cooks and deity kitchen, the big kitchen, extremely important. We need to have them in order for this movement here in New Dwarka to continue, to go on. And isn't it nice that you can get up in the morning, you don't have to even think about it? Isn't it like just you get up, do you think about, you know, what you're going to cook for breakfast? No. You don't even think about it. And, you know, it's 8:30 after the class, you walk down and you expect it to be there. If it's not there, then what happens? What's going on here? This place is messed up. What's going on? It's a bunch of crazy people here. They don't know what they don't they realize I got to eat? If I don't eat, I'm not going to get out. So we just take it for granted. We don't even think about it. It's just there. It's natural. It just happens. Because of cooperation of the cooks and those devotees that work in the kitchen. And they because they're very dedicated to serving the Rukmini Dwarkadish, Jagannath Baladev, Subhadra, and Sisi Gornitai. They're sold out to serve the deities so that they can eat properly and so that the soldiers can also eat properly and have good nutritious prasad to go out and do their service. If we're going out and preaching or you're staying here at the temple doing things, We need that. So we should also think about those individuals, the cooks. And then, what to speak of the pujaris? Haribo. Yes. How beautiful the deities look. If we came here every morning at 4:30, but the doors were closed, what would we do? You know, what would we just probably kind of like look at each other, chant a few rounds, and then kind of like look at each other. Then if it was 7 o'clock, what would you do? Well, I think I'll go over and take a nap. So you can see the importance of the deity worship in the temple, how important it is, and how the pujaris are extremely important in the execution of the service of the deity for us, so that those of us that are not pujaris, we're able to see the beautiful forms of the Lord. And what to speak of the devotees that sew the outfits for the deities, and then who do the offering for the deities. So these things are very important in order for a project like New Dwarka to go on and function and run nicely. It takes all that cooperation. So the pujaris are very important. And then, of course, what to speak of, depends on where you're at. Like Govinda's buffet, Haribo. All those devotees and kitchen staff, the staff that does the service out in front. And, you know, we can just come up there to the buffet and take it. And if we don't like it, we can, you know, put our word in. Man, what's the matter with this place? Yeah, but there's sincere devotees that are working hard. Every day they're there. And it's important because that buffet is helps in the process of having this temple go on. And also for the preaching effect that we have here. The book distributors, they know that when they come back from a hard day, they just come into the buffet and load up. Big old mountain of prasad. But also that buffet, it helps us so that the book distributors can distribute tons of books. And if we didn't have that, then there would be some problem here. We'd have a difficulty. And if somebody doesn't show up there, it's a difficulty. So you can see all those things are really important in the execution of our preaching effort to get out and preach and distribute books profusely. So there, it's very important. And then, of course, we have temple gift shop. Extremely important. The amount of Lakshmi that we get from those two particular entities helps a considerable amount in the overhead of the temple. We don't really have to go out and beg someone to pay for the maintenance of our temple, because the devotees that are managing and that are working in those two departments are a big plus in order for us to not have to worry about Lakshmi so much. You don't have to worry about it. No one has to think about it. But they're crucial in the effort for us to get out and distribute Prabhupada's books in this temple, because it's a large entity here. And it's very important for us to see all those particular areas as crucial for the distribution of Srila Prabhupada's books in this particular temple. Somewhere else they may have a different kind of a program. That's fine. But here in New Dwarka, this is how we're set up. And by that setup, we can see that we can distribute tens of thousands of literatures. Literally, tens of thousands. With no problem. Literally, no problem. And those two entities, the shop and the buffet, they give like $250,000 every year to the temple. Yes. Profit. That's not gross. That's huge. Isn't that huge? Could we actually walk away from that alone, Lakshmi? No, we couldn't. It's crucial in the functioning and the execution of this particular temple. So that's one other couple of departments that are essential that we should always remember, especially at the end of the year, how important it is that these items that we're just going to be briefly mentioning, how they're important in the overall scheme of what we do here in New Dwarka and how important they are. And we should never forget the cleaners. Cleaning. Now, we may think that that's something that, well, what, who cares? No. If we don't clean properly in the kitchen, we get shut down. If we get shut down, there's no buffet, for instance. If we don't come in here in the temple room, there's no one cares to clean the temple room floor or the, you know, the altar or the vyasasan. Or these things are essential for peace of mind, for keeping a cool head, for feeling very, very brahminical. Very important for all of us. We all want clean. We don't like anything that's dirty. So cleaning is very important. In fact, Srila Prabhupada mentioned that deity worship meant cleaning and punctuality. Being on time and cleaning. This is Prabhupada's words. So cleaning is extremely important for all of us to keep a brahminical standard, for us to keep a clean, cool head. And that way we can execute our service nicely without any disturbance or anxiety. And yes, we have the seamstresses, they're doing the beautiful clothes. We have our annual festivals, you know, throughout the year. And the flower outfits, aren't they beautiful? Yeah, the flower outfits, they're absolutely gorgeous. They exhibit a lot of devotion and love for the deities to glorify Krishna. And then when that happens, then we become ecstatic. We actually become very happy to see that. You come in, you see the deity so gorgeously dressed, you think, oh my God, that is God. God is there. Only Krishna, only God could have that. No one else could do that. If I try to put a flower offer on me, it would be ridiculous. It would just be a complete joke. Only God can have a flower outfit, Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And this is part of the preaching effort, for us to constantly remember the only real enjoyer is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Bhaktaram Jagatapasam Sarvaloka Maheshwaram. Krishna is the Supreme Enjoyer. And our service is to serve Him, and then we can enjoy. That's real enjoyment. So this preaching effort, this preaching mission is about that. So we should always recognize these different aspects and different parts of the temple and how important they are in the overall scheme of what we're trying to do here in the temple. It's in the material world, Prabhupada, I listened to a lecture not too long ago. Prabhupada mentioned avidya karma samgya. Avidya, ignorance. There's a lot of ignorance in this world. And then a karma samgya. It means fruit of activities. So people in this material world, they're in a lot of ignorance due to the bodily platform of life. They think they're this body. And they work so hard. Karma samgya. They work till foam comes out of their mouth for sense gratification. This is the material world, because they don't have any clarity at what the purpose is. They don't know. And, of course, this material world is also an energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But what really is prominent, what pervades this whole energy of Krishna here on this, is ignorance. It's all pervasive. And due to that ignorance, people are working so hard to enjoy sense gratification. And so this is where the preaching movement comes in. This is what our preaching is about. To get these people out of avidya, ignorance, and to tell them there's more than just this karma samgya, this working for sense gratification, to satisfy their senses, which they can never do, but they never give up. You can get up at 4:30 in the morning and you go outside, change your job, but you could see the cars moving up and down, right? Yeah, it's like a massive noise coming from the interstate. Karma samgya. They're working hard, running here and there, simply to satisfy their senses for fruitive activity. And this is the material world. So, the Krishna consciousness movement means that we're trying to make them bhagyavan. Bhagyavan. That means that we try to make them fortunate. This is what Krishna consciousness is about. making and becoming a fortunate person. So the Krishna Conscious Movement is here to teach people how to become fortunate. That's what we're about. Everything that we do, we're very concerned about the fortune of the living entities in the material world. We're concerned, you know, what they do and how they're doing it. So this is actually our mission, because we know that without becoming fortunate, there's no hope of going back home, back to Godhead. This is what a devotee knows. A devotee knows if they're not fortunate, they don't get fortunate or become fortunate, there's no hope for going back home, back to Godhead. Absolutely none. Because that's one of the qualifications, is being fortunate. So the Krishna Conscious Movement is that we're trying to, you know, to the best of our ability, we're trying to help rascals and unfortunate people that are living in the material world to become Bhagyavan, fortunate. That's what we do. That's what we're at, or we're trying to do. So if we are sincere and we take this whole atmosphere that we have, the temple and all the things that are part of the temple, if all those things are united, if everything is working in cooperative mode, then we can make more and more people fortunate. That's the whole essence of this temple. That's the formula. How we can become, because we're fortunate. We were fortunate. We came in contact with a devotee. We were given the holy name. We were given a book. That was our fortune. It immediately changed our life. And we started thinking, wow, this is crazy. Why am I working like a donkey? For what? I'm never happy. You never make enough money out there, really. You never make enough Lakshmi in the material world. It's impossible. So we're trying to make these people fortunate and also intelligent. Otherwise, what is the meaning of our preaching? I mean, preaching isn't that we just want to hear ourselves and how good we are. Oh, I'm a great preacher. Oh, I know so many verses. Oh, I'm really this and that. That's not the purpose of preaching. The purpose of preaching is to make people fortunate, to care, to have a sense of feeling and understanding that they're in Maya, that they're in illusion. So that's what this whole temple is about, to make people fortunate, like we were. We're all fortunate, although some of us may not understand it. So it's described that the favorable condition for utilizing this fortunate situation is that we should be very enthusiastic to make other people fortunate. That's what we need to do. We need to be enthusiastic. We need to become absorbed and very enthusiastic to get out and make more and more people fortunate. So if we do this, then we can satisfy Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission was to make every nook and corner of this material world absorbed in devotional service to Krishna. That's what Lord Chaitanya's mission was. And we can be part of that. And in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, when we read, Lord Chaitanya himself exhibited an anxiety. You know, I'm just one person. How many fruits can I distribute? I need help to distribute this fruit of love of God. This is Lord Chaitanya's pastimes in Chaitanya Charitamrita. God himself, Krishna himself, is exhibiting this anxiety. Please, someone help me. And then when Haridas Thakur heard this message from Lord Chaitanya, immediately he said, my dear Lord, do not be in anxiety. Don't be in anxiety. And the Srila Prabhupada said, this is service. This is service. And I was thinking how important that is. For instance, if your friend comes up to you and says, I'm in anxiety, if you say, okay, I'll see you later, well, that's going to, you know, not be very good. But if you say to your friend, no, don't be in anxiety, I'll help you, immediately that person can become soothed. Their heart will become changed. And they'll think, wow, thank you. So this is what it is. Devotional service is to be enthusiastic in order to execute the will of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And what to speak of Srila Prabhupada, his pure devotee. He also exhibited that anxiety to us, the Prabhupada disciples, in certain places on a Vyasasan or in a room. Prabhupada expressed his anxiety and thanked his devotees for going and helping him. Prabhupada said, "I'm just an old man. What can I do? Thank you very much for helping me to execute the instruction of my spiritual master." So Prabhupada exhibited his anxiety about that. But he thanked the devotees. And when we heard this from Srila Prabhupada, we became frantic to help Srila Prabhupada, to distribute his books, to preach and make people fortunate in this world. And even though we may not have understood it, it doesn't matter if you understand it, like, really, you know, lovingly or however. It doesn't matter. Just by executing that service to relieve the anxiety of Srila Prabhupada, what to speak of relieving the anxiety of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is what it means to be a confidential servant of the Lord. That's what it means. That we enthusiastically engage in spreading this message and making people, the Mayavadis, the grossly foolish, the mudhas, into fortunate people. That's our mission. Otherwise, we don't have a mission. So when we do this particular service here at the end of the year, it's to remind us what our real mission is in this temple. This is really what it is. And no matter what part of that particular whole temple that you are, it's that important. It's not that the pujaris are not important. They're important. The cooks are important. The cutting of vegetables is important. Buffet is important. The gift shop's important. All these things are important. And if we cooperate with each other, then our preaching efforts, our desire to spread this movement, to make people fortunate, becomes doubled and tripled and quadrupled according to our cooperation and our sincere desire to make people fortunate. We know not everybody can go out on this book distribution in the streets. That's understood. But we can do our part here at the temple. We have a part. We can do that if we do it nicely, enthusiastically, and our preaching mission increases tenfold. This is the result. That's the result of that particular cooperation. So we should take up very seriously this message of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And if we do this, then we will become very confidential servants of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So that is the purpose of our society, to help these mudhas, the grossly foolish. That's, we know this, we meet so many of those kind of individuals. What to speak of lowest of mankind? I mean, we see lowest of mankind. If you're living in California, here, you know, you see a lot of that. There's so much. People live like animals, literally. And what can you do? The Bhagavatam describes prayanal payusa sabya kalavashme yuge jana. Oh, jana, yeah. Manda sumanda matayo manda bhagya upadritaha. It says in the Bhagavatam that in this age of Kali, we have short lives. We are misguided. I mean, you can see how many misguided people are there in a given day. The unlucky, have you met an unlucky person before? Yeah, you can meet unlucky people everywhere. I'll tell a story. It's an ancient story. I think I mentioned this a couple of times, but I think it's appropriate for some of you that have never heard it. But I was distributing books in the airport, and a person came by, and he was feeling very sad, morose. He's practically crying. So I just thought, okay, let me just stop him. So I did, and I said, "How's everything going?" He said, "Oh, I've had better days." So then I just simply asked him, "Well, what's the problem? What's happening with your life?" He said, "Well, it's really horrible." He said, "You know, I work in the oil fields in Wyoming, and I have to leave there, and I'm gone 2 months at a time. And it's very, very, you know, I miss my wife, I miss my children. It's really difficult, but in order to get a good house educate my children. You know, I do this for that reason. I said, oh, so what are you so morose? So he said, well, you know, I was in the oil field there working. And so I usually call my wife up, you know, whenever I ever had a chance to speak to the children and stuff. So he said, I called him and no answer. So, oh, they must be out. So he, you know, got busy, called him the next day. He called again and still no answer. And then he started becoming worried. And those were the days when you had a rotary phone, by the way. It wasn't a cell phone. So it was landline. So he became very anxious. So he decided, well, I'm going to fly home. So he said that when I got on the airplane, I was so much in anxiety. I was wondering what's happening to my kids and what's going on. I can't believe it. So when he said he got into the taxi, and when he got closer and closer to the house, he became just completely overrun with emotional anxiety. And so he got there, he immediately got out of the car and he ran to the house. And he walked into the house and the house was empty. Nothing there. And the children were gone, the furniture was gone. And then he made a comment which I thought was really funny. He said, she even took my television set. And he was just distraught. And I thought to myself, how unlucky. That's called unlucky. And this is the material world. And Bhagavatam predicted this thousands of years ago. And then it says, above all, always disturbed. Yes, this is our qualification in Kali Yuga. We're always disturbed. For no reason. We get up in the morning, boom, just disturbed, like anything. Can't figure out why. Oh, it must have been something I ate, this, that, or... It's you know, it's something. It's always something. This is Kali Yuga. So, we have to become very, very enthusiastic in making people fortunate. This is how our fortune increases tenfold. If we're just simply not interested in approaching and preaching to people about Krishna consciousness, we're going to be miserable. We will be. Only a matter of time. So we need to do this. So this is why we have this program, to just remind ourselves what it really means to be happy. If we're happy when we can give Krishna consciousness to somebody. And if we know that and believe it, won't be any question. In fact, Prabhupada did say that those of us that are here in this movement and we're trying to make people Krishna conscious, we have to be convinced about that peace formula. Bhoktaram jagatapa samsarva lokamaishram suridam sarvabhutanam gyatva mam santim richati. We have to be convinced about that formula. Because if we're convinced about that formula, then the whole world will become peaceful. Yes, Krishna is the supreme proprietor, the supreme enjoyer, and he's our best friend. If you're a preacher, that formula we have to be fully convinced about. Fully. We have to be fully convinced that Krishna is the supreme controller of everything. Everything we do, he's in control. So if you're out on book distribution preaching, you're not in control. Krishna's in control. And we have to remember that. And if we actually think that there's no one that loves us, then we should really dig deep and understand that Krishna's our best friend. He's our best friend. He's there always with us. Through so many births, so many different bodies, he's been with us. And we have to see that he's our best friend. And then we have to also believe thoroughly that he's the only enjoyer. And this is the biggest problem. This is why people are so much absorbed in this karma, samgya. Because they want to enjoy. And as devotees, we have to learn this, that no, we're not the enjoyers. We're simply just instruments here to serve Krishna, to make him happy. This is who we are. And that's going to be our success story. To be an enthusiastic, fired up preacher. For Srila Prabhupada and the ISKCON movement. Isn't it? Yeah, that's what it is. Yes, it's 100% what it is. And everything that we do, is for that purpose in this particular temple. Or else. Just kidding. Okay. So, I'm just going to read a few things. Yes, sir. He sure did. He took about four or five. He was very fortunate. Yes. Probably not. He would never come. Yes. In the course of his speaking with me, he actually broke down, started crying. We had to sit down, actually, because he couldn't take it. But he just needed to, you know, tell someone something. Yeah, he took about four books. He took a big Krishna book. I remember a Krishna book and a Bhagavad Gita. In those days, it was a hardbound Gita, a big Gita. He took them. He was very anxious to have them, very happy. When you go on book distribution, you actually find, you meet so many amazing situations. One time I was standing by an exit gate, and then as a person came out, immediately he came. I said, "Hey, how you doing?" And then boom, he stopped. He said, "Can we sit down? Can we pray together?" And I said, "Okay." So he kneeled down right in the concourse. All the people coming out of the gate, he knelt down on his knees. He said, "Please pray over me." So what did that mean? So I just said, "Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Vistaya Vilayeshi Madhivati Vanasamitya Namane." And then I said, "Okay." He said, "Thank you very much." And he said, "I was on the airplane flight. I thought we were going to crash. The airplane dropped elevation, thousands of feet, and somehow it got back on control." He said, "I was going to die." He said, I swore to God that if he helped me and saved me, the first person I met, I was going to pray with him. So I was the first person he met. And he took some books. Those are the wonderful things of book distribution. So I'm going to read a few quotes. Is that all right? Just a few things, just to kind of, you know, back up all the things that we think we know and thought we've heard and all that kind of stuff about book distribution. So, not too much longer. Okay, from the Bhagavatam, fourth canto, chapter 8, text 52. This is the purport, I believe. When one becomes serious to follow the mission of the spiritual master, his resolution is tantamount to seeing the Supreme Personality of Godhead. As explained before, this means meeting the Supreme Personality of Godhead in the instruction of the spiritual master. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur states in the Bhagavad Gita commentary on the verse Vyasyatmiki Mika Budhir Ekeka Kurunandana that one should serve the words of the spiritual master. The disciple must stick to whatever the spiritual master orders. Simply by following on that line, one sees the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In conclusion, if a disciple is very serious to execute the mission of the spiritual master, he immediately associates with the Supreme Personality of Godhead by Vani or Vapu. This is the only secret of success in seeing the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Instead of being eager to see the Lord in some bush of Vrindavan, while at the same time engaging in sense gratification, if one instead sticks to the principle of following the words of the spiritual master, he will see the Supreme Lord without difficulty. Just by hearing the words of the spiritual master and following the words of the spiritual master, one will see Krishna. Amazing, isn't it? Another December 11th, 1975, a letter Prabhupada wrote, quote, "The Sankirtan devotees are very dear to Krishna because you are doing the field work of book distribution. Krishna has immediately recognized them as true servants, just like during wartime. A farm boy or ordinary clerk who goes to fight for his country on the front immediately becomes a national hero for his sincere effort. So Krishna immediately recognizes a preacher of Krishna consciousness who takes all risk to deliver his message." Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Okay, another letter. 1974. "Regarding your question, actually it is a fact. It is a fact that ultimately everyone should preach and distribute books if they want to please me in the best way. Book distribution must be given stress always. If you do this sincerely, it is a fact that Krishna will supply everything else required. I blindly follow my Guru Maharaj. I do not know what is the result, so I am stressing on this point of book distribution. He told me this personally. Book distribution is Bhagavat Marg, and temple worship is Pancharatriki Vidhi. Both are important for cultivating Vaishnavism, but comparatively speaking, Bhagavat Marg is more important than Pancharatriki Vidhi. As far as possible, both should go on in parallel lines, but still, Bhagavat Marg is more important than the other. So you are all intelligent boys, so you should judge the desire of my Guru Maharaj and help me in that way. This was an extremely important quote from Prabhupada, because if you were in this movement many years ago, at one time when Prabhupada first came to America, there was gurus everywhere. There were incarnations of Krishna, of Balaram, Radha. There was gurus, gods, everywhere. And everyone was telling you. And the only reason that those all dissipated is because they had no philosophy. They had no structure, no literature. And they're practically just erased off the face of the earth. And I remember the Guru Maharaji used to be stationed in Denver. They would come to the Denver temple for Sunday feast. And they would be preaching. They'd come like 30 at a time to the temple. And their preaching was, you don't need books. Don't read books. You don't need books. Just surrender and follow the Guru. Listen to the words of the Guru. So I found out not too long ago that the Guru, Guru Maharaji, is living up in Malibu with his wife, who was an airplane stewardess. He's up in Malibu living in a house, a big, huge house that he collected all the money from his disciples. But there's no movement, nothing. It's dissipated, gone. So this is not Krishna consciousness. That's why books are essential. This movement is based on the Vedas that Srila Prabhupada was so kindly translated for us. And this is what we do. We have scripture. We have the Vedas. We have Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Yes. All right, couple more. Room conversation, Bombay, 76. This, our book distribution, is the most important task in our society. Therefore, I am giving you so much stress, and I'm working so hard on this, because this is my life and soul, according to the order of my Guru Maharaj. And by his grace, it is to some extent successful. And I took it seriously. I take it still seriously now. That is my life and soul. I never tried in India to construct big temples, or even in your country, we didn't. I never tried, but I was selling personally books. That is the history. So, Bhatijas, stay here. No one cares, right? He should stay here. We'll eat when it comes over. No problem. Thank you. Okay, another one. Don't bother too much about financial matters, but your first concern should be book and magazine distribution. We have to increase our preaching propensity. That is our main business. Your reports of book distribution are very, very encouraging. The more you distribute our books and magazines, that is solid work. This is Prabhupada. Morning Walk in 1973. Unless we take care of the books and preach and read, understand the philosophy, this Hare Krishna will be finished within a few years. That's the instruction. We have to take care of the books. We have to preach. We have to read. Understand the philosophy. And we'll go on. Otherwise, we're gone. So we should all support book distribution in our particular own way. Whoever you are. Whatever you've been asked to do by the temple authorities. We should just do that sincerely to help the book distribution in this temple and have a cooperative effort. And that's how that will be the success story of New Dwarka. Okay, I'll find one more juicy one. How's that? Okay. Bhagavad Gita, 5:25. If the preachers in our Krishna consciousness movement are sincere devotees of Krishna, Krishna will always be with them because he is very kind and favorable to all his devotees. Just as Arjuna and Krishna were victorious in the battle of Kurukshetra, this Krishna consciousness movement will surely emerge victorious if we but remain sincere devotees of the Lord and serve the Lord according to the advice of the predecessors, the six Goswamis and other devotees of the Lord. As Nartam Das Thakur has stated, quote, the Krishna consciousness devotees must always desire to remain in the society of devotees. Bhakta Sane Vasa. They cannot go outside the Krishna consciousness society or movement. Within the society, we must try to serve the predecessors by preaching Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's cult and spreading his name and fame all over the world. If we attempt this seriously within the society, it will be successfully done. There is no question of estimating how this will happen in the mundane sense, but without a doubt, it happens by the grace of Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai! Wow, what nectar. Okay, so, results. We'll give an overall result. This year, our Sankirtan book distribution was a little bit better than last year. The Sankirtan devotees collected 332,000 Lakshmi points. The buffet did practically almost $500,000. Yes. Oh, that was the gift shop. The gift shop and the buffet both, each. Practically $500,000 each. Yes. And combined, they gave $250,000 to the temple, for the temple devotees. So let's give those devotees a big Hari Bol! Yes. They're very important in the process of what we do here. And then we had membership that about 30,300. The BBT, we haven't decided how much we're giving yet. So I'll announce that a little bit later. And some score that is just really fantastic. The Bhagavad Gita Museum this year did about 36,000 Lakshmi points. Incredible. Who would ever have thought that? We never thought that was possible. He's kind of shifty, so anything could be. By his sincerity. By his sincerity. Very beautiful. And even our ISKCON property division, it gave $100,000 to the temple this year. Yes. So, all these things are extremely important in order for us to function, to go on. And, okay, our good friend Tatavits here. He was a new Dorka here for a few months, and he just finished editing Sankirtan stories that will be published in 2019 for the service of the book distributors and the devotees at large. Hari Bol! Okay, so we'll go through the scores here. I'll zip through. We'll be a little bit late, but I'll try to go real quick. I think it'd be nice just to say, for the year, we had so many devotees. I'm just going to read it real quick. I'll try to be real quick so that. But it'd be nice to just show how many devotees take this idea of book distribution in New Dwarka seriously. And even whatever little bit they do, it's extremely important. Prabhupada used to say that his Guru Maharaj, Srila Bhakti Saranta Maharaj, was happy if one of his disciples came home and they just distributed one pamphlet and maybe got a few paisa. And he recognized that devotee. So we're a little bit better than that here. Where devotees are collecting more than one paisa. I don't know how many paisa to make a rupee. A million? Paisa is very, it's minimal. Just fractions of a cent. So, okay. So we'll just go through the names very quickly and then everybody just listen. We had Arya Siddhanta, we had Bhaktin Kataline, Radhe Sham, Tatvavit. I'm not going to say Das or Dasi, okay? I'm just going to zip through it. so we have limited time. We have Nanda Suno, we have Bhakti Ambert, Bhakti Ivan, Narada Priya Devidasi, and then Harinam, and then Mani Banda, and Punyatama, Mayapur Shashi, Bhakti Joshua, Nishinha, Vanamali Krishna, Gargamuni, Shantatma Dasi, Vidyavali Dasi, and Lilakar, and we had Bhakti Bradley, Savas, Mantra House, Bhakti Joshua, Krishnapad, Naikatma, Vicharu, Bhakti Benjamin, Puru, Bhakti Devan, Bhakti Original, Pavaka Dasi, Bhakti Reese, Bhakti Karan, we had Veda Das, Amala Bhatta Swami, Balai Dasi, Kalki, Sura, Jayaram, Jai Chaitanya, Bhakti Eduardo, Balaram, Archita, Mridanga, Vaninath Roy, Shama Dasi, Radharani Dasi, Hari Bhakta, Dharmaraj, Shravaboma, Karuna Darini Dasi, Ayatota, Bhakti Sebastian, Maharaj Das, Harinam, Sankirtan, Gita Jayanti, Sati Dulal, Sunday Feast Book Table, Sri Madhava Mahotsava, Vijay, Ratyatra, Brigupati, Brajapati, Dear Lalita, Sati Tanoi, Radha Krishna, Deva Vrata, Guranga Prema, Ananda Kirtan, and Prem Sankirtan. Hari Bol! That was about total of 72 devotees out on book distribution. Hari Bol! Very nice. Okay, for the year, we'll do the first, the 20. We just go down to 20 and above. We'll say number 20 was Ayatota. Yes, Ayatota. And he did 180 small, 231 big, 12 sets of Srimad Bhagavatam. Yeah, can you imagine? 12 sets. By sitting here with the sets of Bhagavatam, you'd sit here in the evening, and he did 12 sets of Srimad Bhagavatam. Isn't that amazing? That's incredible. Huh? One a month. Is that incredible? Amazing. And then we have Bhakti Sebastian, 1,268 small, 355 medium, 3 big, 250 maha big. Hari Bol. Maharaj Das, 96 magazine, 729 small, 1,306 medium, 290 big, 340 maha big. Hari Bol. Then we had the Gita Yajna. We did, well, it doesn't have the amount of Gitas, but it just has Lakshmi points, which I'll just skip. And then we had Sati Dulal Das, 291 small, 237 medium, 370 maha big, and 2 Srimad Bhagavatam sets. Then we had Sri Madhava Mahotsava, 895 small, 243 medium, 796 big, 436 maha big. Hari Bol. Then Vijay Das, 2 magazines, 11 small, 59 medium, 959 big, 1,133 maha big. Hari Bol. Okay, this is top 10. So now we'll say the score, book score plus the Lakshmi score. All right. Number 10 was Ratyatra, 72 magazines, 10,380 small, 5,036 medium, 172 big, 88 maha big, and that was 11,599 Lakshmi points. Brigupati Das, 1 magazine, 2,805 small, 580 medium, 924 big, 2,229 maha big, 11,655 Lakshmi points. Brajapati Das, 24 small, 12 medium, 12 big, 3,108 maha big, 30 Srimad Bhagavatam sets, and 11,979 Lakshmi points. Dear Lalita Das, and that wasn't even a full year, that was just a matter of months. 2,360 small, 2,362 medium, 1,338 big, 1,970 maha big, 14,610 Lakshmi points. Satchitanoidas, 4,099 small, 687 medium, 4,840 big, 997 maha big, two sets of Bhagavatam, 19,538 Lakshmipur. Radha Krishnadas in a museum, 217 magazines, 435 small, 251 medium, 286 big, 478 maha big, 36,750 Lakshmi points. Devavrata Das, 8,830 small, 3,933 medium, 6,298 big, 9,762 maha big, 3 Bhagavatam sets, 37,739 Lakshmi points. Gauranga Prema. We are now number 3. Sorry. The number 3. Gauranga Prema. Devarata was 4. Gauranga Prema 3. 8,962 small. 2,333 medium. 6,036 big. 6,127 maha big. 40,705 Lakshmi points. In number 2 spot, Ananda Kirtan Das, 103 magazines, 12,565 small, 1,239 medium, 8,217 big, 8,686 maha big, 42,361 Lakshmi points. And the number 1 book distributor for New Dwarka Dham for 2018, Haribol. I'd have to say, this person, Prem Sankirtan, he really surprised me. Pleasantly surprised. I was so happy for him. He deserved it. He worked hard. So number 1 book distributor in New Dwarka, Prem Sankirtan Das. 20,460 small, 5,979 medium, 7,965 big, 9,984 maha big, one set of Bhagavatam, 47,852 Lakshmi Pai. Yes, it shows you what steadiness can do, consistency. He went out 305 days this last year. That's what it shows. Hard work. Enthusiastic. That's what it takes to be enthusiastic. So that was for the year. Should I say the Christmas marathon real quick?
Yeah,
real quick. Just top 10. Okay. 10th spot, Radharani Dasi. 6 magazines, 271 small, 71 medium, and 883 Lakshmi points. Satchitanoi Das, 433 small, 69 medium, 404 big, 163 maha big, 1,533 Lakshmi points. Satchidulal, 193 small, this is number 8 spot, 237 medium, 278 maha big, and 3,123 Lakshmi points. In seventh space, says Devavrata Das, 999 small, 138 medium, 756 big, 1,904 maha big, two sets of Bhagavatam, 3,715 Lakshmi points. Sixth spot, Gauranga Prema Das, 493 small, 188 medium, 710 big, 382 maha big, 3,948 Lakshmi points. We threw in anonymous here. 4,000 Lakshmi points. Radha Krishna Das, 8 magazines, 21 small, 13 medium, 21 big, 53 maha big, 4,463 Lakshmi points. Rajapati Das, 2,314 maha books, 5 Bhagavatam sets, and 6,475 Lakshmi points. In number 2 spot, Dira Lalita Das, Haribo, 1,492 small, 961 medium, 529 big, 1,162 maha big, 11 sets of Srimad Bhagavatam and probably Chaitanya Charitamritas, and 7,431 Lakshmi Pai.
frame Sankirtan dials, 4,696 small, 1,560 medium. This is number one man, by the way. 1,047 big, 1,936 maha big, 7,800 Lakshmi Paul.
Here you go!
Thank you very much for your patience. And let's have a wonderful 2019. Yes, one question. Oh, we didn't. Oh, Haribo! So sorry. Forgive me if I didn't call anyone else that might have gone out. So sorry. Okay. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Haribo!